Yes, we see.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to Leader of the Pack on the Off Pause Pet Radio Network. I'm your host from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Susan Herbert, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer, and my co-host is America's canine expert, Mark German.
Well, thank you, Susan. And I again, we got a new studio here on the H4 Ranch, and hopefully we can come, you know, get better and help more people the way we're doing. And, I just love that Japanese accent of yours. And I need to give a quick shout-out before we get going here to my therapist, Tom, in Arizona.
Hi, Tom.
And, welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show. You can find out more about what we do, Susan and Mark, at americascanineacademy.net. And we always welcome your questions and comments, so we encourage you to email us at pettalk@lie.com. Susan.
Okay, so folks, I have a quick announcement. You can hear all of our shows anytime 24/7 by going to WPETtalkradio.com on the web, or you can also hear it on your smartphone at WPETtalkradio on the TuneIn app. Now, Mark, today we have a couple of guests. If you've ever experienced the loss of a pet, which I know you have, and yours was quite recent, you know it can be devastating. But there's a lot of support available out there to help you the grieving process. So coming up later in the show, we're going to talk with Lee Merriwater, and she is with Honor the Pets. And she's going to tell us about some of the options that are available when you are losing or have lost a pet. But first, we're going to talk a little bit of fun and games here. We've got Sean Necht with Pride Bites on today, and he is a co-founder of Pride Bites. They have the toy that was named the best dog toy of 2012. And I'm not sure if they remember, I actually met these guys at Super Zoo in July, and Maverick loved the toy. So if Maverick gave it 2 paws up, we know it's good. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here, Sean, and I also remember you when we were out there. But let's get started, because we need to let people know about this, because I think it's awesome. Tell us what Pride Bite Dog Toy is.
Thank you. Pride Bite Dog Toys, we're a new company. We're a fleece dog toy. Our toys are stuffed with foam. We're one of the only foam-stuffed toys in the market, and because of that, we float, and we're machine washable. So we're a very versatile indoor, outdoor, land and water play toy, great for fetch, tug of war, both indoors and out. Inside, there's 1 to 2 squeakers sewn in pouches that are then sewn onto the toy for added safety. And we have a unique design to our toy. We're not your stereotypical 3D teddy bear shape. Our toys are flat versus your 3D teddy bear. And because of that, it's harder for the dog to grab onto, like an arm or a leg, put its paws on it, rip it out, and get directly to the squeaker. With our toys, they have to go through the 1-inch depth, which going diagonal versus direct creates more time, and more time is more durable in regards to de-stuffing a toy and quote-unquote destroying it. The foam stuffing provides a lightweight material that's soft, that provides also a great resistance to the dog's mouth when they chew on it, that they're not usually used to. So they don't necessarily tend to destroy it right away versus your standard plush toy. So we like to say we're more durable than your average plush, but we're not indestructible by any means.
Well, I can attest to the durability because, let me tell you, Maverick can tear up a toy. And his lasted quite a while. And one of the best things about it, in my opinion, was Maverick is a water fanatic. You cannot keep this boy out of the water. So it was great for use in the pool as well. Now, when did you guys launch this?
We launched in October of 2012, so about a year and a half ago. A couple months later, we did win Dog Toy of the Year by Pet Business Magazine, which we're very proud of and happy about. And then we've been kind of chugging along since then. We're in about 650-plus retail stores in the U.S., pet specialty. And we're also available online at PrideBites.com.
Awesome.
Now, Sean, we're PrideBite.com. Don't you also sell these in stores that we can buy?
Excuse me?
Don't you also sell these in stores?
Yes, so we're in about 650 stores in the U.S., and we're also online as well.
Okay, now, you said that the toys are not indestructible. How long do you think it would last?
Well, it all depends on the dog and the breed and how you play with it. One of the biggest proponents that we're trying to do is educate our customers with the difference between a play toy and a chew toy. We're a play toy. We're not your bone or antler replacement or a chew toy. So what we like to say is we're a very versatile play toy in the sense that if you play with your dog, with our toys, fetch, tug of war, both indoors and out, it's going to last a long time, longer than you expect. But when you're done playing, we highly recommend you put the toy away, and then if your dog is still kind of amped up and excited, give him a bone or an antler to chew on instead of chewing on our toy, which ultimately will destroy it. We are more durable than your average plush, which I said, in regards to the number of, like, a length of time, no specific length, but we're definitely in the couple of months range at least, if you play with it correctly.
Yeah, and a couple months to me is a long time because my dogs can rip it up in a couple of hours. But I'm glad you differentiated that because a lot of people don't understand the difference between a dog chew and a dog toy. And we get a lot of clients, private clients, that their dogs are going through the cutting in teeth stage and they try to satisfy that pain and that pressure that the dog is feeling with a toy when it really needs the bone or a bully stick is what we always recommend. So I'm glad you differentiated that. This is for playtime and not something that your dog needs to be chewing on all day. There are products that are made for that. So that's awesome.
And all of our toys have the packaging that describe how to play with your toy, how to play with our toy, how to introduce our toy, and the breakdown of how our toy is constructed. So that's on everything on the packaging of all of our toys. So we're doing our best to educate our customers as well.
That's awesome. Now, I noticed on your website that you make custom dog toys for the individual consumers, but also the retailers that you supply. Can you discuss what that means and how it works?
Yeah, so we do specialize in making custom dog toys. There's kind of two types. One is the custom for retail / brand, and the other is custom for you. The custom for brands is for retailers or brands who want to sell a toy that is not necessarily on the market, but their customers have an affinity toward. For example, we have a retail store called Zoomies in New York City, who she wanted a Statue of Liberty dog toy. But all these bigger dog toy companies didn't necessarily have the quality of Statue of Liberty toy that they were seeking. So they reached out to us, and we have an in-house graphic designer, and we hand-drew a Statue of Liberty toy that they absolutely love, and they sell exclusively to their customers in their store. The custom for you, which is we're super excited about, we just launched a couple months ago, is you can, there's a three or four different types. The best seller is the custom for you toy where you can put your dog onto a toy. Basically how it works, you go on our website, you submit some photos of your dog. We hand draw that image onto the toy, put your dog's name on the toy, and about 4 weeks later, you receive a custom dog toy. The types of toys we have are the putting your dog onto a disc, putting you, the human, onto one of our signature X people, which makes for great fun, for gag gifts for like an ex-girlfriend or ex-husband type toy. We can put a happy birthday custom dog toy for your pooch. And also the standard classic putting your name onto a bone custom dog toy. All these toys are about 4 weeks turnaround time, and they start as low as $15.99.
Wow. That's awesome. In fact, one of my questions was going to be, could I have you make an individual toy with the likeness of Mark German so that all the dogs would be chewing those up. But listen, we've got to go to break really quick. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. So, Sean, stick with us. We have a few more questions, and we will be right back after these messages.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
I'm hungry. Can't wait. I'm hungry. I'm hungry, tastes great, I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great, I love
food. Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
And we're back, folks. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark.
I'm Mark.
And remember, you can now hear all of our shows anytime, 24/7. Just go to WPETTalkRadio.com on the web or WPET Talk Radio on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. Right now, we're talking with Sean Neck from Pride Bites. They are makers of a toy that was named Best Dog Toy of 2012. It was also named Best Dog Toy by Maverick, which everybody knows. Maverick, if Maverick says two paws up, it's good. So before we went to break, I don't know if you caught this part, Mark, but he said we could not only individualize the toy with a picture of the dog, but we could also do a picture of the human.
Right.
I think we need to have a Mark German dog toy.
I don't think it would last very long.
It wouldn't.
No. As soon as any dog saw it, I like that T-bone steak looking toy. Well, that's the one I like.
Yeah, let's ask that. Really, which designs are your top sellers?
Mark hit it right on the button. Our steak is our number one seller. It's an in-house bestseller or in-house favorite, but also it's a retailer and customer bestseller. The top five are probably the steak, the mailman, fire hydrant, squirrel, and monkey.
Really?
The monkey.
Kind of
get the monkey.
And just to let everyone know, we are coming out with a number of new designs at the Global Pet Expo in March. So we're very excited about that. Coming out with some great new products. We're adding to our food line, which with the steak is our best seller. So we're going to add more things that dogs love to eat. So we're very excited about that as well.
Chihuahuas? Oh, I mean, what?
So you just mentioned that you're coming out with some new designs. Are you coming out with any new products as well?
We are coming out with new products. We're coming out. So our core concept is the foam stuffing. We strongly believe that foam stuffing provides a better play experience for the dog versus your standard cotton plush. So we're going to be coming out with an ultra durable line for those even more aggressive chewers. But we're going to also be coming out with a rope toy as well that has a foam ball through it. We're going to come out with a tennis ball shape line, kind of for those. Your dog loves to play with balls, but you don't want to break them in the house. So how do I get a foam stuffed toy and throw that in the house so it won't break anything, kind of concept. So we'll definitely work on a number of different items that we'll be launching at Global, which we're very excited about.
And we might see you down there, by the way.
I hope you do. We're just to let you and your fans know, we are booth 652. At the Global Pet Expo in Orlando.
Awesome. Now, Sean, can you elaborate on the program you have, Buy a Toy, Help Save a Dog?
Yeah, so that program hits home for me the most as I adopted my dog. I rescued her. She was badly abused before I had adopted her, so it was my instinct to kind of start a give-back program for Pride Bites, which we call Buy a Toy, Help Save a Dog. And for every toy that we sell, both online and in stores, we donate back to animal rescues that want to save animals, save dogs, who have either been abused or who just are looking to find a home. Last year, in 2013, our first full year on the market, we ended up donating $30,000 to different organizations, $30,000 total to different rescues and organizations dedicated to helping save dogs. So we're very excited about that.
And I think you're familiar with our Hounds Helping Heroes Heal Foundation.
We are.
Sean, that's amazing. $30,000 that you were able to donate in your first year, that just says how many products, how many toys you were actually able to sell. That's amazing to do in your first year. And I'm really quite impressed because you guys are all very young entrepreneurs. How did you come up with this idea? I mean, what inspired you?
There's four founders of the company. We all started this when we were under the age of 25 a couple of years ago. And now being veterans of, quote-unquote, veterans of the industry, We really wanted to leave our mark as quickly and as fast as possible, and have a long-lasting mark within the industry. We really came up with the idea when we were just kind of hanging out with each other. We're all best friends from growing up in Houston, and we all had dogs, and we just weren't satisfied with the toys that were out on the market. We weren't pleased if a friend or a family member came over. We kind of felt like we had to pick up after our dog because her toys weren't very eye appealing. So we kind of wanted to create this really elegant, nice, beautiful, detailed toy that you wouldn't be ashamed with playing with your dog with. So we kind of came up with this concept. We didn't like how the cotton got everywhere. It was a huge mess. We didn't like the stuffless toys because one of our founder's dogs ended up he was a lab, ended up swallowing the stuffless toy and had to go into emergency surgery. So we didn't want the cotton stuffing. We didn't want stuffless toys. So we kind of did some research and found out that foam was a great alternative and that dogs really enjoyed. And of course, all of our toys are extremely safe and non-toxic.
Amazing. That's, again, I'll say I'm very impressed with you guys being so young and creating such a fabulous product and launching that product. And 2 months later, winning Dog Toy of the Year and then selling so much product in your first year. It's truly amazing. You should be very proud. And I can't wait to talk to you again, you know, in the next few days. But we are fixing to head to break here in a couple of minutes. Before we go, can you tell folks again where they can find more about your product and where they can contact you guys?
Absolutely. You can find all of our information is on our website at www.pridebite.com. You can also find us on social media sites, facebook.com/pridebite. Also visit our Instagram page, instagram.com/pridebite. And anyone who's listening to the broadcast can feel free to email me at Sean, S-E-A-N, at pridebite.com. Always by my computer, always checking my email. So we're very customer-first organization. So we our customers are our number one priority. So if there's any questions, comments, or concerns, please send me an email and let me know. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Susan and Mark, I want to say thank you for having me on as well.
Well, thank you, Sean, very much.
You are so welcome. And folks, we are going to head to break. When we come back, we'll have our second guest on, so stay tuned.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark.
I'm Mark.
And remember, you can now hear all of our shows anytime 24/7. Just go to WPETTalkRadio.com on the web or go to WPET Talk Radio on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. Now, we're going to bring in our next guest. Right now, we are going to talk to Lee Merriwater with Honor the Pets. And she is here to tell us what support is available to us when we are about to lose or we have just lost one of our beloved pets. Welcome to the show, Lee.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being on, Lee. And let me start with a question for you.
Sure.
Tell us about the services that are available at Honor the Pet.
Well, my company is Pet Honoring, and it is a way to help people with pet loss and grief after they've lost a pet. There's not really a lot out there to help us, and the loss can be very tremendous. A lot of people think of pets as their family members and have a deep love and a deep bond with them, and when they die, you know, a lot of people are devastated. And, you know, for humans, we have funerals or memorial services, but there's not a lot out there for pets, and it's in a very important process to be able to say thank you and have that moment of honoring their life and their gifts. And I have a variety of services. I do in-person pet honoring ceremonies. I also have a kit that someone can get to do their own pet memorial at their home with them or their family. Very important for children when they lose a family pet. And it has all of the items in it that you would need to do your own pet memorial. It comes with a script and instructions. And then I have an audio CD that is a guided pet memorial that you can listen to in the privacy of your own home to have that special moment of saying thanks. It really helps with closure and healing.
Yeah, you touched on the closure. I mean, what specifically about the service will actually help the human feel better?
Well, just like when when a person dies, it's very important to us, mother, father. We have that moment in a funeral or memorial service to gather and honor their life, and we wouldn't think of not having that for them. And it's a very important time just to honor their life, their gifts, to recognize that they had value in your life, and it helps people with healing and closure because it's a way of saying thank you and giving something, you know, back and having that moment of expressing reverence for them. And our pets.
So this is
something
you can do as a family.
Correct. Absolutely. You can do it as a family. Yes.
Would it be appropriate for someone to invite friends?
Yes. Yep. And on in the kit, when I have the instructions and the guidelines, there is a section where, you know, it talks about, you know, who do you want there? You know, who's important for you to share this with? You know, some people just want to have their own personal private moment. Some people want it to be, you know, extended to those who knew the pet or just someone very close to them that they want to share it with. And so, you think about who you want there because it would be important for you to be there. And children
now,
really benefit.
Lee, our pet honoring ceremonies.
I'm sorry, pardon?
Our pet honoring ceremonies just for dogs and cats?
Oh, no. No. I've done them for horses, for bunnies, for turtles, for frogs, you know, really any important relationship, any important pet that has had meaning in your life or that you had a loving relationship. When they die, you feel that loss. And so, you know, my feeling is that any of that is worthy of honoring and taking a moment to have that.
And you say there's a kit. Could you explain a little bit more to me about that?
Sure. And I developed that because some people just want to do it on their own. You know, they don't want to have somebody come over and officiate it. Some people do want that. But some people just want to have a way that they can, you know, kind of create what they want. And so the kit has items in it that you would use for the ceremony, a candle and some flowers, a picture frame. It comes with some instructions or guidance on, you know, things to think about, where to have it, when to have it, who to invite, like you guys already brought up. And it comes with a sample script that, you know, kind of walks them through, you know, taking time to have a moment of silence. It comes with a prayer, you know, ways to outwardly express things that were important to them that they wanted to, you know, have and say in that special way. And so they can customize that if they want, or they can just follow it. And I have
now,
people
what,
that...
What do you do with the kit after the ceremony?
Well, that's a good question. A lot of people use the box as a memorial box to put toys in, or to have pictures and that special, you know, memorial as a keepsake.
So could you use the kit more than once?
That's a good question. You can. You can keep the kit, and, you know, the script is written in a way that it can be tailored, you know, years later, or, you know, if you, you know, have a need at another time to have that memorial, then you can.
Now, Lee, why did you choose this kind of work?
I chose this kind of work because I believe it's important. You know, I love our relationship with our pets and our animals, and I see that it is so valuable to us, and so many people just have a hard time when they die, and I love helping them honor this relationship that they have with their pets, and that, you know, I see it as important and real and valid, and I love doing it. And it really helps a lot of people.
So, Lee, where can folks contact you or find out more about your services?
Sure. PetHonoring.com is the website. And there they can read more about the different services or the audio CD. There's also a lot of lovely testimonials about how just having this moment of saying thanks and expressing that honor and that love for this pet that's had such a wonderful impact on their life has really been healing and really has helped them. And it's not something we maybe understand right off the bat how it would help, but if you just think about taking a minute or a time, a special time, to say thank you in a special way, then you can really see how it feels good. It feels good to say thank you, and it feels good to have that moment of honoring this love.
Absolutely. I totally understand. Mark just lost probably, about 6 months ago, he just lost his service dog, Cowboy. So it's we're familiar with the grief process. And I think this is a great product, and I hope that you'll have great success with it.
Thank
you so much, Lee, for coming on the show.
Absolutely. You touched on a very important part also, is that, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years later, sometimes you're still grieving, and, you know, it doesn't matter when the death happened, that, you know, this type of service can be beneficial. You know, I've done them weeks, months, and years after the pet has passed, and it really brings a lot of relief. But thank you for having me on.
Yeah, good point. Lovely. You are so welcome, folks, and we are headed to break. And we will be back after these short messages. Thank you.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Okay, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And remember, you can now hear all of our shows anytime, 24/7. Just go to WPETTalkRadio.com. That's actually really difficult to say. I want you to say it, Mark, three times in a row.
WPETTalkRadio.com. Three times in a row.
Whatever. You're wrong. WPETTalkRadio.com on the web or WPETTalkRadio on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. And that was cheating, by the way. Now, normally we would start right in with dogs in the news, but all of this talk about pet honoring and memorials for the pets that you've lost has brought back some memories from my past. And folks, I'm going to make a confession right here live on the air. Never admitted this to anyone. I think I was maybe 7 or 8 years old. And my neighbor, neighborhood friend, Mary Brown, had found a little bunny rabbit in her yard, a wild bunny rabbit. And she captured it and took care of it. Obviously, we couldn't find the parent, so we had to hand feed the little baby bunny rabbit. And, well, it ended up a few weeks not making it, and it passed away. It was devastating to little Mary. Now, I have three sisters, and we were kind of known as the neighborhood brats, I'm ashamed to say, but forgive us, Mother. She was so devastated by the loss of this little bunny rabbit that she decided to hold funeral services for the bunny rabbit, and she invited all of the other children in the neighborhood, including my family, and it was one afternoon during the summer. She had made a casket out of a shoebox for this bunny rabbit. Her mom had made refreshments for the service. We were going to read out of the Bible. And we had music picked out for the service. And we had to run because we were going to hold it outside on the patio. We had to run a cable from the stereo inside. You remember those big old stereo systems, you know, it was like a tower. And we had to run this cable outside to the back for the speaker. Well, in preparing for the ceremony, somebody shut the sliding glass door on the cable. And so the speaker would no longer work. And Mrs. Brown was so angry that her stereo speaker was no longer working. She was very upset, and we had to cancel the funeral services. So, folks, it was me. I'm sorry. I'm the one who shut the sliding glass door, ruined the funeral, broke the stereo speaker, and devastated little Mary Brown. And so, Mary Brown, I want to apologize.
Now, that was just 2 years ago.
Right? Shut up. I think it was like 7 or 8, I said. But now that I've confessed, that's out. It's off my shoulders.
All right, well, that's what this show's all about.
I can move on with a clear conscience. Okay. So now we can have Dogs in the News.
When news breaks, we fix it. What do you have, Susan?
What do I have? Well, okay, how about this? Nestle Purina Pet Care has launched protein and carbohydrate bars for dogs. They're tapping into the National Football League quarterback Eli Manning as a spokesman.
That's because he doesn't have any more football to play this year.
Well, I think he needs to improve his taste. I mean, Purina, come on. excuse us. St. Louis-based Nestle Purina is the maker of Benefit and Alpo dog food. And, folks, it's bad dog food. But anyway, they have expanded its lineup of nutritional supplements with two new bars for dogs, Purina Pro Plan Sport Prime and Refuel. The pet food giant began selling the products earlier this month in specialty stores, including PetSmart and Petco. Their unit, Nestle Purina, is a unit of Swiss-based Nestle. It has that little hash, that little mark over the E, so it's Nestle. Signed up two-time Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning to help launch the bars in New York on Wednesday. It's the first time the pet food maker has partnered with the Giants quarterback. Manning said he went on hikes and runs with his dog, which is a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel named Chester. I would just not ever guess Eli Manning with a small dog. I would think he would be a big dog person. Anyway, that's my thinking. Anyway, Nestle Purina held the Purina Pro Plan Manning versus Dog Challenge in New York Wednesday afternoon, with Manning participating with dogs in physical challenges, including flying disc and speed races. The American Veterinary Medical Association, AVMA, cautions pet owners to closely monitor their pet's daily caloric intake so they aren't overfed. Between 25 and 40% of dogs in the U.S. are overweight, and so the nutritionist at Nestle Purina said that the bars are intended for dogs that are burning many calories, so working dogs, folks, agility dogs, dogs that burn a lot of energy, these bars are great for. But if your dog is a couch potato, like most people, might not want to go this route. We caution you, Mark and Susan caution you, that check the carbohydrates that are on these bars.
And check for the ingredients.
Yes, because we're not a big pro-grain in dog food or dog treats. We prefer grain-free anything because dogs just are carnivores. Hello, they don't need all those carbs. But particularly corn, wheat, and soy. If these bars contain corn, wheat, or soy, they're the top three allergens. And they also come along with some behavior issues. So make sure you check your ingredients on any dog food or treats.
Super Bowl.
Yes.
Sunday.
Yes.
All right, Super Bowl's still a few days away, but Budweiser, talking about St. Louis, Budweiser might have already won the always important commercial battle, because what they've done is released the one-minute promo, and it'll start running this Sunday, and for anyone who has ever owned a dog, it's tough to get through it without welling up. Here's kind of a little bit of it. Set to the tune of Let Her Go by Passenger, the clip starts off with the golden Labrador puppy sneaking away from the adoption center to become best friends with the Clydesdale at the ranch next door. And when the adoption center seemingly finds him a new home, it becomes clear that the puppy doesn't really need one. So the spot was released on YouTube on Wednesday, and it's already racked up almost 1 million views, so it's safe to say that Bud has a hit. And I enjoy watching Super Bowl just for the commercials. And
Who can beat the Budweiser commercials? They always have the best.
Oh, the horses, the Clydesdales.
Oh, Clydesdales are amazing. I mean, who wouldn't like a puppy and a Clydesdale? I mean, I have horses, folks, and let me tell you, it's been my dream to just hop on the back of a Clydesdale and go barreling down through a field. It would just be so cool. You know, they're we talk about gentle giants in the dog breeds, like Great Danes and some of these other large breed dogs or extra large breed dogs, but Clydesdales are the gentle giants of the horse family. So they're just beautiful, majestic, but my God, have you seen their feet? They're huge. But anyway, I'm looking forward to the commercials also, and especially this one. Folks, you can catch that that little snippet on YouTube, and you'll know what it's all about. And catch the full commercial on Sunday, the Super Bowl.
Sunday.
Yay. So, folks, we are going to head to break, and we'll come back for our last segment. So if you will stick with us, we'll be right back after these messages.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. All of our shows can be heard anytime, 24/7. If you go to, now Mark, say it this time.
www.wpettalkradio.com
on the web, or on your smartphone on the TuneIn app, you can go to WPET Talk Radio. Now, this last segment we usually devote to what were you thinking, and there was an interesting news story that came out, so I wanted to talk about that a little bit. You know, there's so much controversy about the pack mentality and where dogs came from, and it's just, there's, you know, controversy between, you know, the folks who believe in obedience training versus the folks who believe in behavior training or communicating with your dog. But stepping back to the whole issue of where dogs came from, Mark always teaches and has always taught the Canis lupus is the wolf, and Canis lupus familiaris is domesticated dog. And so we believe and have always believed that dogs are ancestors of wolves. But there's been so many arguments against that. And so this article that came out this morning, I wanted to basically kind of talk about that this segment. There was basically a very recent genetic study done to trace the origins of dogs and to confirm the view that they were domesticated by hunter-gatherers at least 9,000 years ago. But the results of the study kind of raised a few more questions as well as answered some of them. One of the questions is, exactly what kind of wolf gave rise to the domesticated dog? And did domestication take advantage of a rare genetic quirk? Or did early humans merely take advantages of wolfish traits? So the study was published on Thursday in the journal PLOS Genetics. And it doesn't really resolve those questions, but one of its senior authors says that researchers are working on ways to get the answers. He said Thursday's study complements earlier work that analyzed mitochondrial DNA from modern-day wolves as well as ancient wolf remains, and it does suggest that dogs descended from a wolf strain that has since gone extinct. The genetic tail is complicated, however, due to interbreeding between dogs and wolves in recent times. So the PLOS genetic study relies on detailed analysis of the genomes for two dog breeds, a dingo from Australia and a Basenji, whose lineage goes back to Africa. The genomes for three wolves living in different parts of the world, Croatia, Israel, and China, were also analyzed. And to round out the picture, the researchers sequenced the genome of a golden jackal and included the previously published genome of a boxer from Europe. So the wolves were selected to represent the three regions of the world that have been identified as the potential points of origin for domesticated dogs: Europe, the Middle East, and Asia. These are the highest quality wolf genome sequences published to date and are among the very first. Without high quality wolf genomes, it's difficult to learn about the origins of dogs. It is expected to find that the dog breeds had closer genetic connections to one of the wolves over the others. That would have provided a new clue, but that's not what happened. Instead, the results suggested that the Basenji and the Dingo both descended from an older wolf-like ancestor. The earlier research estimated that domestication occurred sometime between 18,000 and 32,000 years ago. This week's paper cites a similarly wide range of dates from 9,000 to 34,000 years. Both time frames predate the rise of agriculture, which occurred several thousand years ago, but those findings favor the view that dogs started out as hunting companions rather than village scavengers. So that was basically the study in what it came up with. I don't understand how people can argue that they came from wolves.
Right, and if they came from wolves, which most people agree, yeah, that's what it did, then why are they trying to change the behavior of a species, Canis lupus, if you would, trying to change a species by teaching dogs how to sit and lay down instead of doing what the dog needs?
Well, yes. You and I understand that and understand that philosophy, but, I mean...
According to this, dogs have done certain things for 32,000 years. Why are we changing them?
Well, and there was another part of the article that I didn't even talk about, but I want to just mention it briefly. It talked about how initially wolves did not eat carbohydrates. Their stomachs were not... their digestive system did not accept carbohydrates. It did not process them. They would not eat them. They were meat only eaters. But over the years, through domestication, we have literally changed their digestive system to where that they can process carbohydrates. But that doesn't mean they should be eating them.
Oh, and it doesn't mean they're processing.
Right.
You do the study.
But the study said before, I mean, their digestive system was not at all set up to accept carbohydrates.
No, they're carnivores. They're dogs. They're canines.
Right. So man has literally changed the digestive system of dogs to where that they can eat carbohydrates. But again, it goes back to, you know, keeping the dog as a dog. Keep it, they're happier. Keep them in their normal state. Don't feed them stuff that they're not supposed to have, that's not normal to them. And don't teach them things that are not normal to them.
And feed them super gravy. I mean, you have to add, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we got to get a little sneak in there for our super gravy. Anthony Benny is on every week usually to talk about his special, but he's traveling today and we missed him. I did tell his wife that we would manage this week without him.
Right.
And we have, but it's just not as fun without Anthony.
Supergravy.com. You've got to check it out. Add it to your dog's food with some moisture and you won't believe the difference it makes.
Absolutely. Less shedding, healthier dogs. They eat. They love this stuff. If you have a picky eater, add some super gravy, and I mean they'll be your best eater in the house. So, folks, we are running out of time. But next week we will have Anthony back on, and hopefully some very special guests as well to educate and help entertain. And we appreciate all of our listeners, and we so enjoy the guests that we have on. But we are out of time for this week. Now, if you have questions or comments, feel free to email us at pettalk@live.com. But we will be back next week. And thanks for joining us. And I hope everyone has a great week.